Live, Talk Back, with best-selling author and commentator, Bob Larson.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to Talk Back with Bob Larson. I'll be here for the next hour talking about what's on my mind and hearing from you about what's on your mind. Seated across from me, live in the studio today, is Mr. Boyd Rice. Mr. Rice is a Satanist, correct?
Absolutely. I'm a Satanist, social Darwinist, and a whole lot of other things.
You're an occult fascist.
Yes.
You are a satanic neo-Nazi.
No, not precisely. We don't use fascist in the terms of it being political, just more to represent it being the polar opposite of democracy. We see democracy as being basically the twin of Judeo-Christian values, and we see that they both reach this point of critical mass, and they're both falling apart. It's time to bring back more bestial sort of values.
Bestial.
Yes.
Animal.
Like the true part of man.
Man is an animal.
Man is absolutely an animal.
You walked into this building a little while ago. The first thing you saw when you got off the elevator was a cross.
Mm-hmm.
You've listened to me. You know where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sort of... What do you feel like walking in here and sitting across from this board? You, Mr. Satanist.
I think one of the reasons I enjoy your program is because I think you're an absolute Satanist, because you're making a living off these people who are weak and confused, and you're dominating them, and you're making a good time of it.
I am dominating weak and confused people?
Yes, yes. Anton LaVey once said something very interesting. He said that P.T. Barnum said there's a sucker born every minute.
So my followers are suckers?
No, he said with the population explosion, now it's probably more like 1,000 per minute, and I think they're all tuned into this show. You're like the modern P.T. Barnum.
I'm P.T. You're dressed in black.
Yes.
Head to foot.
Yes.
You got I saw your belt. You got a skull on your belt.
Mm-hmm.
Symbol of death. What about the cane you carry?
It's a cane like Barnabas Collins in Dark Shadows. It's a wolf head cane. I like wolves. I like the qualities of wolves.
Uh-huh.
I like their savagery, their independence.
You don't have any secret underwear or anything?
No, not today I don't.
Not today you don't.
What do you mean, secret underwear?
I don't know. I just maybe
did you wear some sort of secret underwear that you weren't telling your followers about?
Talisman of some kind, or secret symbols or anything on you anywhere?
I have talismans all over me. Here.
Yeah?
Here, I have...
Describe that. Whoa, wait a minute. You just opened his shirt. Is that the tattoo?
Tattoo of a large Totenkopf, death head.
You have a tattoo on your left breast. Of
a death head.
Of a death head. Are you a nice man?
I'm one of the nicest men you'll probably ever meet.
You?
Mm-hmm.
I would want my daughter to date you. I would want to walk down a dark alley with you following me.
Maybe yes, maybe no. I'm sure your daughter would have a good time with me.
Thank God I don't have a daughter. I wouldn't want her dating you. Do you have any morals?
It depends on what you mean by morals. I have my own set of morals. I have a law that I follow and that I never deviate from. And if you call that morals, yes, but not in the sense that what you mean of believing in good and evil.
You say anything that contributes to depopulating the earth is good. War is good. AIDS is good. Mass murder is good. Gang violence is good. Crack cocaine is good.
I didn't say crack cocaine is good. I said the crack cocaine problem is good.
Well, you did say mass murder is good and AIDS is good.
Insofar as they depopulate the earth. I see humanity in its current state is like a pestilence. It's completely contrary to life on earth. Anything that thins it down, I think, is a good thing. There's too many people on the planet, and what they're doing to the planet is bringing about its death rattle.
Now, you are a musician?
Yes, I'm a recording artist, a composer. I've been putting out records for the past 13 years or so.
Your group is called?
Non.
Non what?
Just non.
Which means?
It means whatever meaning I put into it.
And this symbol you have, describe the symbol.
The wolf's angle?
Yeah.
It represents the balance point between what you would call good and evil, between life and death, between creative force and destructive force, representing the fact that these two things are intertwined together and you can't separate them because they permeate all of life, all of nature.
So this is your music. A little closer to the mic there, please. This is you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want total war, throw out Christ, bring back Thor, smite your foes that they may die, splatter blood across the sky?
Yes.
This I don't think, kind of man, I don't think anybody wants you dating their daughter. Do you want total war, throw out Christ, bring back Thor?
Yes, bring back Thor. Bring back every natural instinct that is innate to man. Every healthy instinct. Everything that ever bettered him towards positive evolution.
Why don't you just admit what you are? You are just a flat-out bigoted, Nazi, racist criminal. Who
criminal.
Wants to destroy anybody and anything that would not adhere to your Aryan eugenics philosophy.
Is that, I'm not saying those are my beliefs, but is that a crime? Is it criminal to think something different than what you think? Wouldn't you be one of these new McCarthyists who would put people like me in camp?
No.
If you had the power?
But is it moral? You want
it's
blood.
Natural.
What, whose blood do you want splattered across the sky?
Nobody's in specific. Nobody specifically.
How do I know it's not mine?
Well, it could be if that's the way things fall.
I gather my death, my demise, would not necessarily bring sorrow to your countenance?
Well, I wouldn't be able to listen to your radio program every couple months, and you'd make my world a little bit dimmer.
You'd be deprived of one of your unique forms of entertainment if I weren't around.
Yes, absolutely.
You want to throw
but
out
no.
Christ? You want to throw out Christ?
Absolutely, I want to throw out Christ.
You hate Christ?
No, I just think it's a pestilence. It's been here too long. 2,000 years has been polluting the mind of the West. It's time to return to those values that were part of the West before Christ was introduced.
I have to take a break. This is outrageous. You know this. You are outrageous.
No, I'm the lone voice of sanity.
No. You are outrageous. You are disgusting. You are evil. You are immoral. You are pathetic. But through Christ, I love you and pray for your soul.
Well, I think that's pathetic. And where are your instincts if you can love something that is complete opposition to you?
Because Christ commands
it's that kind of It's that kind of Christian tolerance that has put the world in the state it's in
what,
today.
Loving your enemies?
Absolutely.
It's wrong to love your enemies, to do good to those who hate you?
Absolutely it's wrong. You wouldn't stay alive very long if you were out in the jungle and you had that sort of attitude. Look at the world out there today. Look at the crime problem. Look at the entire fabric of this civilization falling apart. And every ideal you support has been a direct cause of it.
You don't like Jews. Admit it. You don't like Jews.
I don't have anything against Jews. Some of my best friends are Jewish.
Oh,
that sounds trite.
Come on, it is.
I don't like the Jew you've got nailed to a stick in every church around this country. I don't like him. I don't like that pale, frail piece of garbage. But
pale, frail piece of garbage.
And I'm using nice language because I'm on the air, and I realize I'm doing this as a courtesy to you.
You'd have worse to say about Christ.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be back with you. This could be an interesting time we spend together.
I hope so.
You do realize that American Canada's largest live prayer family is praying for you.
That matters not one way or the other to me.
The man's name is Boyd Bryce. What, Boyd?
They can waste their time if they so desire.
Okay. He's head of an organization called the Abraxas Foundation. It is a satanic organization linked with the Church of Satan, and it's got some interesting viewpoints. He is a self-described occult fascist, promoting blood mysticism and social Darwinism. Now, he's here in the studio, live in person. I do ask for America and Canada's largest live prayer family to pray. And I do ask that you give me the liberty to do what I need to do today by making absolutely certain that the financial needs of this ministry are met by dialing 1-800-223-CLUB right now. If you'll join that communicator club at $20 a month, I want to send you the 200-page book, Saturday Morning Mind Control, about the satanic, occultic cartoons and movies that are feeding the minds of our kids. And if you become a charter member at $100 a month or share a gift of $111.56, and my thanks to Donald in Baton Rouge for becoming a charter member last week, and Rob and Clovis and Monika and Chula Vista and Rob and Crowley and Glenn and Ames and Joanne and Fishkill, New York for sharing gifts of $111.56, and Dan in Naples, Florida today. Those of you sharing $111.56 to save a station, get this ministry back from the brink, you'll get the book on Saturday Morning Mind Control, plus The Brutal Truth, that video about police brutality against Christians, plus the 320-page hardbound book about legalistic, toxic, religiously addictive faith, and you get Amy Grant's new album, Heart in Motion. For those of you who can share 22312 to help save two stations, as Tom in San Diego did last week, and Tyler in Fraser Park, California, and Lorraine in Indianapolis did, and Dan in Olympia did today, you get the book on Saturday Morning Mind Control, the video, The Brutal Truth, the book on religious addiction, Amy's new album, and you get the 1,400-page Bible Dictionary by Unger. The best, the biggest, most comprehensive Bible dictionary available. And champion sharing those gifts of $500 or more to keep hope in that hope line like Donald in Baton Rouge did last week. God bless you, Donald, and Kedra, or Kedra in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You are going to get all of these materials. And one more thing as a bonus for those of you sharing 223-12 or becoming champions today. I'm going to throw in addition to everything else, a 90-minute video called The First Family of Satanism. A video, I don't know, have you seen this video? This is your friend Nicholas Schreck and Zena LaVey. Have you seen the video?
Nicholas is no friend of mine.
He isn't a friend of yours?
No.
Well, then we'll have to find out about that. He should be. All right, Nicholas Schreck and Zena LaVey, spokesperson. What?
Barry Dubin is his name, not Nicholas Schreck.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. We're going to find out more about that. Hey, no honor among thieves, is there? This is a 90-minute debate with the spokespersons of the Church of Satan as I face them on camera for 3 hours. And it's a bonus today for those of you sharing 223-12 or becoming champions, sharing those gifts of $500 or more. Heroes for the Hurting, sharing $1,000 or more. You get the entire Bible in video, 8 videos, 10 hours. Now look, folks, the communicator club lines are dead. I suspect you are listening. Now, get out of that seat and dial 1-800-223-CLUB. So that we will continue to fight this fight for the cause of Christ. And so that I will still be here for the hurting and you will have someone to listen to.
Tell America what's on your mind by dialing 1-800-821-TALK. The opinions heard on TalkBack are not necessarily those of the management or ownership of this station. In Colorado, call 980-6555. In Canada, call collect 303-980-6555.
Holy Lord.
This is your group. This is your whatever, huh?
Yes. Singing our songs.
This is sick, man. Sick. Silent war, holy war, hail the blade evermore. Death goes on, it's the predator's jaw, hail the beckon, wheel the law, there's no birth without blood.
Well, whoever wrote those down for you got a bunch of the lines wrong.
Well, then would you like to clarify them for us?
I forget what the one you said was, but prey bows down neath the predator's jaw. And that's not sick, that's just the way it is throughout the order of nature. And if
Boy,
you disagree
you know,
with that, then you haven't...
You know, why don't you love it or leave it? Why, you've got a,
I
you've
do
got,
love it.
You've got a friend in Iraq, you know, Mr. Hussein, he'd love you. Why don't you go over there and get in bed with him?
That'd be great. Do you have his phone number?
No, you're laughing, man.
No, I think Hussein was great. Hussein was a symbol of purity in these sick, corrupt times.
Hussein was a symbol
Hussein
of purity?
Hussein was on the side of right, and the United States was just a bunch of economic
Hussein
parasites.
Was on the side of right?
Yes.
You're scary. You're really scary.
Well, a lot of things scare you, apparently.
Stephen, Raleigh, North Carolina. Do you find this guy scary?
Be honest with you, I'm going to remain neutral on that. Okay, now that I'll admit, I am Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your name again, sir? Your first name?
Boyd Rice.
Okay, Boyd, if I may, now then, there are those of us who are Jewish who do not agree with the Likud party in Israel as it presently stands. I happen to believe that the Palestinians have a right to a homeland myself.
What's it got to do with this idiot sitting in my studio here who's this wacko neo-Nazi?
I'll tell you what it's got to do with it is because you said I'm anti-Semitic.
Well, you are.
I never said that.
Well, you are.
You called me a bigot and said I'm anti-Semitic.
Everything, your symbols are based on Nazism, your literature that you hand out. I've got a picture here of a gathering.
Whoa,
Goebbels, you've got a gathering of a Nazi stormtroopers session here. Come on, now. What do you want?
Whoa, Bob, hold on here.
And these people are standing at attention in front of a Nazi swastika. Now, come on, boy,
Do you want to read the quote on that?
If I may, gentlemen, please.
Yes, Steve.
Okay. Now then, Boyd, it weren't the Nazi, most of these symbols derived from a lot of the Norse mythology. Am I correct?
Absolutely. The symbol we use is based on the 13th rune, which is sometimes referred to as the death rune. In Norse mythology, and it represents what Abraxas represents. It's the balance point between good and evil, creative.
It's the old yin and yang. It's the good and the evil. It's the swastika. It's that old principle of duality going back for millennia that Jesus Christ came to conquer
before
by
duality.
destroying evil through his death on the cross.
It's duality with a balance. It's not cutting one off from the other. You can't cut off.
I'm all ready for another break. What do you want to say to this guy?
Hang in there, man.
You're with this guy? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You tell me you're Jewish. Saddam Hussein indiscriminately lobbed Scud missiles on the Israeli state, and this guy says Hussein is a great man, and you tell me you're Jewish?
I believe that the Palestinians have a right to exist.
What's that got to do with this man saying Saddam Hussein was a great guy?
I believe in many cases the United States is wrong.
Absolutely.
And Israel has been wrong itself in many times.
Nobody is right all the time. But I don't know which of the two of you is more pathetic.
Well, there's three of us here, Bob.
Good day, gentlemen. Good luck.
Goodbye. Boy.
Bob.
You have on one of your flyers a swastika comprised of the image of Christ with one of his arms ripped off.
That's not one of my flyers. That's a flyer put out by an organization called Axis Sanguinarius.
Well, these are not like your friends or whoever?
Yes, they're friends, colleagues, associates.
In a nutshell, your belief, Boyd, as a Satanist committed to war and bloodshed, is what?
Is that the strong dominate the weak and the clever dominate the strong. That's it, absolutely, in a nutshell. That's what social Darwinism is all about. But we have a situation today where the weak are dominating the strong. And we've had that situation for the past 2,000 years because I think you know why.
Because of Christ?
Because of Christ.
Christ, that pile of garbage you referred to.
Yes, that guy who says if somebody hits you on one cheek, turn the other. That you should love your enemies. That you should do right to those who do wrong to you. The person who had absolutely no instinct. Instinct is what we're all about. Bring back the instinct.
I have to take a break. I want to ask you a question. Last Friday in the Hope Line, we had a suicidal man call. We had a young woman wanting to overcome a childhood of sexual abuse. And a brother called for a sister who's addicted to drugs and neglecting her children. What do you want to do for them?
I want to let things take their natural course. If you weren't here for them, they would either stand by their own strength or fall by their own weakness. In the world of nature, that's how it should be.
We help these people. We have a hope line they can call. We have a data bank of helping agencies and organizations and individuals that they can turn to.
You help them the way a drug dealer helps somebody who comes to them for a fix. It looks like help at the time.
That's pathetic.
I think it's pathetic, too.
Just a moment ago on the Hope Line, a battered woman who's being beaten by her husband. Her life is in danger and her two children, and she needs safe housing. And right now, she called moments ago, right now, behind the scenes, we are locating that safe housing for her. What would you do for her?
I would tell her, get the hell away from that husband who's beating her. Or ask herself why she's staying
there.
That's
a cheap answer. I don't think you're doing anything. I don't think you're doing anything positive to help that woman really get to safety. But we are.
I don't want to help that woman get to safety. You do.
1-800-821-TALK. I'm taking calls today from you advocates of this philosophy. Of neo-Nazi occultism, as I call it, or fascist, social Darwinism, whatever you want to call it, Satanists, and those of you who have been victims of this sort of philosophy. I need three champions sharing gifts of $500 or more to help these people out who called on Friday that I mentioned. I need a hero for the hurting sharing a gift of $1,000 or more to reach out and help us. Help this woman and others like her who are being battered. And I tell you what I want. Those phone lines are practically dead. And I want you gutless, wimpy Christians to get out of your seats and go dial 1-800-223-CLUB. We are dealing with the devil, and we're taking the enemy head on. Whether you like to believe it or not, there isn't another religious broadcast in the country that would dare to do what we're doing today, that would have the guts to do it, and it's about time you appreciated it and dialed 1-800-223-CLUB. It did something to stand by me instead of sitting there and pointing a finger and criticizing me. Get off your duff and do something and dial 1-800-223-CLUB and say, Bob, the real war is against the powers of darkness, and here's my financial commitment to stand by you.
Bob will be right back to take your call. Go to the phone now and dial 1-800-821-TALK.
Sometimes talkback donors can even shock Bob Larson with their gifts.
Today we're talking about neo-Nazi Satanism and specifically the Abraxas Foundation, Boyd Rice, who's the founder of that. How many people are in your organization? How many are there of you, realistically?
Just a handful.
Just a handful.
We're a think tank. We aren't an organization.
You're a think tank. Yeah.
And I wouldn't call it a neo-Nazi Satanist.
Well, it is. It is.
That's an oversimplification.
You're fascist Satanists. You believe in death, the spilling of blood, war, murder.
We don't believe it. It's just out there.
Yeah.
And it's out there more and more all the time. It's out there more and more every day. There's going to be a ton more of it soon.
All right. All right. Right. Terry in New York. Terry?
Hi.
What do you want to say, Terry?
Well, I'm like Steve that called early. Look, I'm only 17.
Yeah.
I'm, like, just getting ready to go into college and stuff. I'm a black teenager. I'm a Christian. I'm trying my hardest to be. But it's people like this that not make me want to quit being a Christian, but they make me want to strive to being a Christian, because it's people like this. I realize that there are so many people like this out in the world, and I have had to come up against prejudice, all right? And I don't need swine like this telling me and my and the future generations of this world that hate is the way to go. I do not agree with hating people. I do not agree. I mean, I'm not saying that what he said earlier about, I mean, I'm not saying that Americans are always right, and I'm not saying that, but I'm certainly not saying that Saddam Hussein is a hero. He is just as sick as this guy Boyd is, all right?
Boyd?
I am sick of hearing of this crap, okay?
Yeah?
Don't you think some people deserve your hatred?
Being what I want to be.
What?
It's not going to prevent me from being what I want to be.
Yeah.
It encourages me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he can throw his darts at whoever he may, all right? But when they come to me, I am ready for them, okay? And I am sick of these little satanic games, because they're not getting you anywhere. And the sooner you realize that you're going to hell when this is all over and the devil can do nothing for you and God is the only way out, that's the best thing for you, all right, buddy, all right? So just cool it, okay? I'm not saying that people shouldn't think differently, because if the world was, I mean, if...
Cool. Hey, Boyd, you got something to say here? Hey, Boyd, you got something to say to this?
Yeah, don't you believe that some people deserve your hatred? Are there ever any people that have done wrong to you? In some circumstances,
when people do wrong to me, I'm ready. I put on the breastplate of righteousness, all right? I don't go and I don't spill blood and I don't do this...
I don't
whatever
spill blood.
You guys do, okay? Because I don't need that, okay? That is not the true way. Jesus is my way, and Jesus will always be my way, because he is the only one that can keep me from going to hell like you will, and that's...
Boy, this guy said you met your match, boy.
I have not met my match.
Listen to this kid.
No, I have
this
a God,
too. This is a young black teenager in New York who's got his head on straight, who is determined to make something of his life and not let hate stop him like you've let hate stop him. I don't know who. I don't know.
I've not let hate stop
him. I don't know who you hate, why you hate them so much, but you hate somebody. Who's your God?
My God is Abraxas. Represents the balance point between good and evil. It's the only power that can bridge the gap in man's divided nature.
Terry's God is good. Good, period. No evil in him. You've got a God who's all mixed up. He doesn't know whether he's good or bad.
It's both at the same time.
You can't be good and bad at the same time. You can't say,
yes,
I love you,
you
and rape somebody at the same time.
A lot of people do it.
Do you?
You're saying you love people
do
and you're
you?
Raping them at the same time.
What do you mean I'm raping people?
You're making a living off people who are confused.
I am not weak. These are not weak, confused people.
They sound like it to me.
These are very... This doesn't sound like a weak, confused young man.
It sounds like a weak, confused young man to me. If I were a young black man in New York City, I would be looking someplace else for my spirituality than the Christian church. Christian church has done nothing good for the black people in the history of the world.
1-800-821-TALK. Joe, Dallas, Texas. Thank you for that champion commitment of $500 or more, and you're going to get all these gifts. Remember, for the bonus today for $223.12, and you champions, I'm going to throw in that 90-minute video, The First Family of Satanism, my hour-and-a-half debate with the leaders of the Church of Satan, and whether this guy likes Mr. Shrek or not. They were two peas out of the same pod and said exactly the same thing. Yes, they did.
Mr. Shrek is not one of the leaders of the Church of Satan. He has never even been in the priesthood of the Church of Satan.
Hey.
He's dumped Satanism. He's over working on a kibbutz in Israel.
Hey,
he's dumped
hey,
everything he was
hey,
saying to you.
Hey, he's dumped it all?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Why should we believe you? What are you? Are you in the Church of Satan?
I'm a member of the priesthood of the Church of Satan, yes. Longtime associate of Dr. LeVay's.
Doctor. Doctor of what?
Doctor of the
doctor
human condition.
Doctor of what institution of higher learning, duly conferred upon degree? Dr.
The
LeVay?
World.
Don't give me that Dr. LeVay stuff. That's phony and you know it. He's not doctor of anything.
He's had more experience with human nature than you'll probably have in the entire rest of your life.
He's not a doctor of anybody, and anybody who has ever taken the time to go to an institution of higher learning and legitimately earn their Ph.D. has to resent your calling an ex-carny who has ripped off the public in the name of the devil a doctor. They've got to consider that to be verbal vomit. Get off it. Come on. What do you mean the
doctor
priesthood?
Doctor is a term of endearment.
What do you mean priesthood?
I mean the priesthood.
The priesthood of Satanism.
Yes.
You're the real thing.
Yes. Well, Mr. Shrek doesn't even use his real name now, does he?
Well, you sure dump him quick, don't you?
I dump whatever needs to be dumped whenever it needs to be dumped.
Well, he didn't sleep with the enemy. He slept with the head man's daughter.
And where has it gotten him?
I'll tell you where this show has gotten us. The Communicator Club line, you're either listening or doing nothing. Now look, folks, you can't be here to fight this fight. I am. This man has accused me of raping you. He's called you confused. He's called your Christ a pale fraud and a piece of garbage, and you're sitting there, many of you, and doing nothing about it. This is a fight, folks. This is the real stuff. This is not sham Satanism. This is not pretend philosophy. This is not some wild-eyed kid in the streets who's going out cutting up cats and making up philosophy to go along with it. This is the real stuff from the hierarchy of evil, and we are here in your place to deal with it. 1-800-223-CLUB. I need your help. If you think this program is a waste, sit there and do nothing. If you appreciate the education and the opportunity to really deal with the forces of darkness head on through the power of Christ, then I want you to call 1-800-223-CLUB right now and let me know. And I need those two heroes for the hurting. Sharing gifts of $1,000 or more, particularly that one for this battered woman we're going to get a safe house for. And I need those three. Help out those who called last Friday. Let's show Satanists that Christians put their money where their mouth is, that they don't just sit back and pat people on the shoulder and say, go your way, as James said, and feel good and be warm and have food. Let's show that we mean it, we do it, that you stand by a ministry that dares to take on the forces of darkness and dares to do so in the name of Christ. I need to know today you are there with me at 1-800-223-CLUB. From the high priesthood of the Church of Satan, Mr. Boyd Bryce, across from me in the studio. He is the head of an organization called the Abraxas Foundation, which is what?
A social Darwinist think tank, an occult fascist think tank.
Occult fascist think tank. We're taking calls from those of you who are advocates of this sort of satanic philosophy or victims of it. Got Jeff on the line out there in Albuquerque. Jeff?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just curious if he reckons himself in some way as a deist, you know, sort of stand back and thinking that the world runs itself along a certain line.
No, he's a Satanist, man. How can he be a deist? He's a Satanist.
But isn't it a lot like the watchmaker?
A deist. You're not a deist, you're a Satanist.
On a certain level, I am.
On a certain level, you're a deist?
Yes. Because I believe in the order of nature. I believe that's the highest law, but that's basically the same thing as Satanists think.
Do you feel that there's a divine intervention with your god, Abaca or whatever?
Abraxas.
Abraxas?
No, I just believe it's a principle of nature that people used to run their lives according to.
Listen to this. Here's what the man believes.
Might is right, when Caesar bled upon the stones of Rome. Might was right, when Joshua led his horse to the Jordan's bone. Might was right when German troops were poured down from Paris Gate. The gospel of the ancient world.
Might was right when German troops tore down the Paris gates. The gospel of the ancient world is the logic of today. That's your philosophy. Might is right.
Yes.
The strong must ever rule the weak.
Is grim primordial law.
What do you want to do with the infirm, the aged, and the handicapped?
Well, what would happen to the infirm, the aged, and the handicapped if there were animals out in the African plain? What would happen to them? Would they survive if they had to use their own strength and their own cunning?
What are you saying, man? You're not saying what I think you're saying.
I'm saying that this society subsidizes the weak at the expense of the strong.
You not only want to take away the parking spaces for the handicapped, you don't even want handicapped around.
That's a good analogy. That's a good analogy, Bob.
I have 82-year-old parents. They don't get around very well. What do you want to do? Just give them a shot and put them away?
I don't want to do anything to your parents.
But what about these aged folks who are a great demand on the dwindling resources of our society? I mean, why?
They're a great demand.
They've served their usefulness. They're no longer productive to the economy.
Not only are they
think
not productive to the economy...
Health, think what they're doing to the health care system. Think what my 82-year-old father and mother are doing to drive up health care costs in this country. My goodness, what do you want to do to them?
Think of what they're doing to planet Earth. An old-growth tree is cut down every year for every single worthless human life just so they can have junk mail and toilet paper. We're depleting our forests. Pretty soon there's not going to be any air to breathe.
I'm not talking about
what are they doing to the
tree.
Planet?
I'm talking about my mother. What do you want to do with my mother? What do you want to do with my father? His eyesight is failing. He can't see well. He can't read. Barely can look at television. My mother has to be hang onto my arm when she walks. What do you want to do with my mother, my father?
He can't hear. He can't see enough to watch television. And it's like, why does he want to stay alive?
Because life is sacred? Life is sacred.
That's where our philosophies part ways, because I think that life is sacred, but I think life overall, the whole organism of the planet Earth is sacred.
You know, you people, you act so brave, but you're really pretty gutless verbally when it comes right down to it. So what do you want to do with my mother and father? What do you really want to do with them?
I just want to see a system where
worthless life is not subsidized. What do you want to do with my mother and father?
I don't want to do anything specifically with your mother and father.
You consider their lives to be worthless and you don't want them subsidized, which means what? What do you want? Do you want active euthanasia practiced for the purity of the race beyond a certain age? What do? We have a point, we say, beyond 75, 77, 80, you're dead, you're gone, you're out, we put you to death quietly.
If life weren't being artificially subsidized, you wouldn't have to euthanize people. I'm just saying, pull back all the false systems you have in this country for supporting people who are too stupid to work, people who are too weak to contribute anything.
You would euthanize them.
I didn't say that at all. You're putting words in my mouth.
Well, then what would you
Earlier,
do?
Earlier, you
what
called
you
me
do?
A bigot,
what would you
and
do?
Yet you don't know what I think.
What would you do?
Who's the bigot here?
What would you do? What would you do to them?
I wouldn't do anything. I would let nature take its course. That is why I keep reiterating over and over and over again. I'm not saying you should go out and kill people. I'm not saying you should go out and stir up destruction.
You said mass murder is good. You said mass murder is good.
It's a positive evolutionary impulse. It's out there in the
world.
Murder. Yes.
Is good.
Yes. Anything that contributes to thinning down the population is good. Because the population, as it now stands, is a threat to continued life on Earth. And if it gets much more out of control, a whole lot of people are going to have to suffer the consequences, just as we already are suffering the consequences.
Would you murder anyone?
If I had to for my survival, sure. Wouldn't you? If somebody were coming at you?
We're not talking self-defense, sir. I'm talking about survival. You're the one who said murder is good. What's good?
I said mass murder is a positive phenomenon.
What's good about AIDS?
I'm not saying...
You said AIDS is good. What's good about AIDS?
AIDS is good because it could decimate the population of the planet, cut it down to one-third its current size, at which time the industrial economy would collapse and we would be forced to go back into tribal situations.
I have held a dying AIDS patient in my arms.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
His frail body,
his dissipated strength,
to let him know somebody loved him and cared about him as a human being. You wouldn't do that, would you? You would not embrace a dying AIDS patient.
Most likely not, unless it was somebody I knew, but I doubt that would come about.
You would look into the face of this dying man and say, AIDS is good. One less of you to worry about. That's what you'd say.
Yes. That's absolutely
now,
what
I'm looking
saying.
At you. This audience is not looking at you. I'm looking at your steel eyes staring at me intently. You don't even blink when you say you would do that to a dying man whose body is racked with pain and torment. There is your face is expressionless, boy. There is not the slightest hint of compassion or remorse or regret at saying to someone who's dying, good riddance.
My passion is with the planet. My remorse is with the planet that is being killed, the air, the trees, the water, being ruined just to perpetuate an economic system that doesn't benefit anyone.
You're more worried about a dead fish than a dying human.
Frankly, yes. Those fish are a link in the chain. When they go, we all go. You could say they're only fish now.
Who loves
you? But if you looked at the big picture, a lot of people love me.
Who loves you?
Who?
Who loves you?
My friends, my family, a lot of people who don't. People who I've never even met send me wonderful things in the mail because they like the way I think.
That's not love. That's a sick kind of awe.
You can call it what you want. My definition of love would be different than your definition
and your
of love.
Your definition of love is what?
It's not a love that's wasted on botched, lowly, weak, unintelligent people.
Like
it's a love for what is true and what is pure.
Like the handicapped or the infirm or the starving or the homeless. I gather you don't have much use for the homeless.
Not particularly. Do you? What are homeless people doing to you except peeing on your street?
I just flew to Fresno, California to raise money for a rescue mission to erect a home for throwaway and runaway children who are living on the streets and selling their bodies to survive. That's what I do. What have you done? Nothing. You wouldn't. You'd let the kids roam the streets, die of AIDS or sexually transmitted diseases. And you'd cheer because the planet is being depopulated of another 15-year-old girl selling her body. She's weak. Right?
You're putting words in my mouth again.
You agree or disagree?
I agree with part of it.
The 15-year-old girl on the street selling her body because her parents are throwing her out. I was there raising money to put a roof over her head. Now, what do you want to do for her?
Yeah, Charlie Manson was on the streets 20 years ago picking up the throwaway children, and people are still whining about that.
You'd like to see Charlie Manson out of jail?
Yeah.
Is there any end to your outrage? I mean, is there like anything here that you...
It's outrage only because you're reacting against it. There are a lot of people out there who agree with me down the line. I've been putting out records for 13, 15 years,
yeah.
And there are a lot of people that absolutely agree with what I have to say.
Okay.
It's because it goes against your value system.
You kind of take my breath away, Boyd. I mean, I know you're outrageous, but you're so utterly outrageous. And sitting here looking at you and seeing the calm, detached way that you say these things, it's frightening. I mean, we're talking 1939 all over again. I mean, we're talking the Third Reich all over. I mean, we're talking...
That's what you're talking about. That's what you're projecting on me.
No, we're talking about the master race, superiority, elitist attitude of eugenics that means the strong survive. Hail the fatherland. That's what we're talking about here.
I have to hail?
Satanism. Satanism. That's your fatherland. Right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you heard it, folks. It's not me characterizing what somebody else says. John in Ceres, California, thanks for the gift of 111.56. You're the only person today who's done that. And Bruce in Reynoldsburg, Ohio, and Nick in Portland, thank you for those champion commitments of $500 or more. I know some of you must be listening because the Communicator Club lines are not ringing, except for just these few that I've mentioned. And on a day like today, that makes it doubly difficult. But you don't share 111.56 or 223.12. Reminder, if you will share 223.12 or become a champion, you will get that extra bonus, the 90-minute debate with, among others, Zena LaVey, daughter of Anton LaVey, on the subject of Satanism. And there are just 3 days left to get the Bible Dictionary, Amy's album, the video on police brutality,
and the book on Saturday morning mind control, satanic cartoons. So if you want any of these materials, you need to call now. You need to call today, 1-800-223-CLUB. And I tell you what, folks, I've had three people help me save a station today. Three. On a day when right up front I said, I need your support. And for whatever reason, you're not there. I need you there.
Don't miss what's coming next. Take part by calling 1-800-821-TALK.
And with me in the studio today is Mr. Boyd Rice, who is a Satanist, who is the priesthood of the Church of Satan. And he's representative of an organization called the Abraxas Foundation, which is, you call it what you want to call it. What do you call it?
I call it a social Darwinist think tank.
Closer to the mic. Social Darwinist think tank. All right, I got Adrian on the line in Dallas. Adrian?
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say to Boyd, I've been collecting his records for several years, and I really enjoy his music.
Well, thank you very much.
What are you?
Voice of Sanity out there.
What are you?
What am I? I'm an objectivist.
No, you're not. What are you? Don't tell me you're an objectivist. That the man...
Yeah, pretty soon he'll be calling you a Nazi.
Adrian, now listen, let's get it straight, man. This guy is in favor of the Nazi philosophy of Goebbels and others, which believed in the total mobilization of society to shed blood. Total war, okay? The man says that mass murder is good and Saddam Hussein was a great guy. Now, what are you?
I'm a student of objectivism.
Oh, get off this.
It's an atheistic philosophy purported by Ayn Rand.
Oh, now we know. Atlas Shrugged and Jesus Wept.
Well, she wrote some very good things.
So where do you come off with this guy's music?
Well, the first I heard of him was a thing he did with Daniel Miller called Cleanliness and Order on a compilation album.
And that was years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. And after that, I started buying his solo records and then bought a book with an interview with him, the Industrial Culture Handbook, put out by Research Publications.
You're really into this. You listen to me, too?
Yes, I do. I find you very entertaining, Bob.
What kind of an audience do I have out there anyway, huh? Huh?
And I wanted to ask Boyd this.
Okay, you hang on for a minute. You got a question to ask Boyd, you can ask him. I'll be back in a minute.
Stay tuned. Bob will be right back.
Satan is sitting across from me. This is a thing called invocation, right? This is you?
Yes.
A little closer to the mic. You say, I am the first, I am the last, I am the death. That's blasphemy.
I am the dawn.
That's blasphemy, sir. Jesus Christ is the first and the last. He is the Alpha and the Omega.
He's your Alpha and Omega.
When you say, I am the death, you're talking about Satan. You are Satan.
I'm talking about Abraxas, death and dawn, harvest and holocaust, both these ends of the spectrum united together.
Quickly, and I'll come back to you. What do you want to do with somebody like me?
Nothing, particularly. I think things pursue their natural course. A social Darwinist thinks things pursue their natural course, and that is what I would have things do.
Well, I'm not pursuing a natural course. I'm pursuing a heavenly course to be with Jesus Christ. For those of you in Wichita on April the 5th, Emmanuel Baptist Church, 7:30, don't miss it, to save our kids from Satanism and this kind of garbage you're hearing today presentation. And I want to remind all of you that special tape on multiple personality disorders is available to professional therapists and pastors who would like to write and get it. Folks, the Communicator Club lines have died 70% short of budget. If you've been listening, thank God. If you've been praying, wonderful. But I had three people call to pledge support to this ministry. I need your help to take on Satan, and I can't do it alone. Don't let me do it. Call now.
Bob Larson appreciates your financial support. The allowable amount of your tax deduction will be recorded on the donation receipt mailed to you. This is IBN, the International Broadcasting Network.
No one plans on it, but there's a good chance that you or someone you know will be involved in an auto accident. Have you obtained all the no-fault benefits to which you're entitled? Are you aware of the total amount of no-fault benefits you can claim? And do you really...
Live, Talk Back, with best-selling author and commentator, Bob Larson.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to Talk Back with Bob Larson. I'll be here for the next hour talking about what's on my mind and hearing from you about what's on your mind. The topic today is...